like to talk all things healthcare, very important topic to discuss today. Because we talk about a playground. Hopefully you've had playground experience in your life. And my next guest here to talk about how the playground is in their lives. On behalf of Mary Freebed Rehabilitation, let's talk all things rehabilitation. So bringing you up to the microphone, Kate Rustam, physical therapist at Mary Freebed. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Kyle Calm, father to Emerson, a pediatric patient at Mary Freebed. Hello to you, Kyle.
Hello, how's it going?
Good. Where's Emerson right now?
She is downstairs right now with Grandma. So
Daddy can talk on the phone.
Popsicle.
That's right. Keep her with Grandma while Daddy talks about her. Her ears will be ringing. Well, I am so glad to talk about Emerson and to share good news where kids at Mary Freebed do have a new space to play during therapy sessions. Mary's therapy playground, newly remodeled, and more. So I'll turn right to you first, Kate, to expand on this and the newness at Mary Freebed.
Yeah, so we've had a lot of construction, and we're really excited that part of that construction has involved the development of a new indoor pediatric therapy playground space that's going to be available for us now to use as part of our therapy intervention here at Mary Freebed.
Wonderful. I know it's not all new, so would you go a bit into the details, maybe a bit of the history, and talk about the changes the playground went through?
Sure, that's true. So when we first opened into our new space, we had an outdoor playground, and this then needed to subsequently be temporarily removed in order to allow for a further expansion of the hospital. But overall, this has really been a positive change for us, because now that the playground is indoors, we can use it year-round and regardless of the weather, which, as we all know, living in Michigan, that is a big plus. It really makes it more accessible to everyone and more usable for any time of year, which is really great. And we've also had some additional pieces added. We had some pieces that came from the outdoor playground, and then we've had some really awesome new pieces that have been added that were custom built by one of our plant services staff, Rick Nyquist, that includes a really awesome climbing wall that's been a really fun addition to the playground space.
Very nice. How are you using the playground with patients?
Yeah, so one of the keys to successful therapy with kids is really finding ways to incorporate play and finding ways to make our therapy activities really fun and exciting. So many of the exercises that we ask these kids to do are very challenging, and they really take a lot of effort and energy from the kids. So it's really vital to find ways to make these activities exciting so these kids are motivated to put in that hard work and effort in order to succeed with the skill that they were asking them to do. And the playground really gives us just lots of fun options for making our activities exciting and rewarding while they're working on those important functional skills that we want them to learn.
Bet. Might want to drag an adult patient over there. I wouldn't mind climbing on the venue in a safe and rehabilitative way. I want to get back to you in a minute, Kate. Kyle, let's bring you into the conversation. I know your family has been using the playground. What brought you to Mary Freebed?
So our daughter was born with a rare chromosome deletion, and then since she's been 6 months old, she's been going on and off to Mary Freebed to learn how to either roll in the beginning or to even sit up, and then now we're doing it to get her moving with her walker, and then ultimately we're hoping that Mary Freebed can help us get her walking independently and moving around.
Thank you for that goal-oriented objectives followed. Kate, what have you been working with on with Emerson?
Yeah, so as Kyle said, one of the main goals that Emerson is working really hard on right now is learning how to walk with her walker. And that includes learning how to maneuver the walker through spaces so that she can walk down a hallway, go around some obstacles, and go through doorways. And she's also working on how to climb the stairs and keeping her balance while she's climbing the stairs. So the benefit of our playground space for her is that we have stairs that lead to a really fun slide. So each week when she comes to Mary Freebed, we can take her walker and practice maneuvering through our therapy space, navigating those halls and doors to access the playground, and then she can work on her stair goal, climbing the stairs, in order to access that slide that she really wants to get to.
Yes. Kyle, how has Emerson liked the new playground?
Oh, my gosh, she loves it. So Right now, she goes to school four times a week, and then Wednesday's her day off, and that's the day we go down to Mary Freebed. And she wakes up asking if she's going to go to the slide or to the playground, and she looks forward to it every week. And as much as possible, we get to go down the slide, or she loves going up and down the stairs, and just proving that she can do stuff. She loves it.
Wonderful. And again, there is an important reason for that. Speaking of all things Mary Freebed Rehabilitation, new therapy playground has been opened in full for kids of all abilities. And of course, talking with Kate Rustem, physical therapist at Mary Freebed, Kyle Calm, father to Emerson, pediatric patient. Kate, why is play beneficial to therapy? Can you spend another time here?
Sure. Yeah, so as I said, the key to successful therapy with kids is making sure that our activities are really exciting and rewarding so that they can put in that work to do the skills that we want them to do. Because the kids that we work with have to put in a lot more energy and effort and concentration into learning how to do new skills that just come naturally for most typically developing children. So when we design fun play activities around all that hard work that they have to do, it really helps give them the motivation to try those challenging skills. And ultimately, we really want our Mary Freebed kids to be able to have the skills that are important to be more independent and to participate and play with their peers and with their family and really just enjoy being kids and doing those activities that kids love to do.
Wonderful. And just a plug to you and your profession, Kate, what do you get out of working with the likes of Emerson and others on the playground and beyond?
Yeah, I just really love finding creative ways to help kids be kids and enjoy what they're doing and learn how to do those skills that are going to be important for their lifelong development and for being able to fully participate in all aspects of their life.
Kyle, what's next for Emerson, if you would?
So our short goals for Emmy is to be able to use the walker that we got through Mary Freebed and to be able to use that independently, and then obviously, ultimately, is to walk independent without any sort of tools or devices. We just want her to be able to live the life that she wants and to be happy, and that's, our ultimate goal.
Wonderful. Well, I hope the Easter Bunny is good to your Emmy and family. Kyle Calm, thank you for your time and conversation. Say hello to Emmy Emerson for us.
I sure will. Thank you for having me.
Right, welcome. And, of course, Grandma and the family. Kate, what other services do you offer for kids?
So Mary Freebed offers really a wide range of services for children, and this includes all kinds of therapy services, specialty physician clinics, orthotics and prosthetics, equipment, and assistive technology. And right now we're actually looking forward to some upcoming events with our recreation therapy department, including some adaptive sports clinics for kids who are wheelchair users to give them another option for fun play.
Wonderful. How do we find out more about Mary Freebed Rehabilitation and, of course, these services?
Yeah, so you can visit maryfreebed.com, and there is a Mary Freebed Kids page where you can learn about all of the range of services that we offer.
Wonderful. All right, back to work you go in these times. Again, Kyle Calm and Kate Rustem on behalf of Emmy and the new playground on the grounds. Enjoy your day.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.